Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When we look at the world situation these days, some people think this is end time. It is not the end yet, but it is setting the stage for the end. Today we are looking at Revelation part 14, and we are studying through the chapter 13. Verses 1 and 11. First one, it says, "Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising up out of the sea, having seven heads and ten horns, and on his horns ten crowns, and on his head a blasphemous name." And then verse 11 says, "Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and spoke like a dragon." So we have two beasts here. One is coming out of the sea, and the other one is from the earth. Today, we learn about the two major powers of end time. The two beasts are not animals, they are powers, world powers. The two men are activated by Satan's power. Satan is giving them his power. The first beast arises out of the sea. We know from the book of Revelation that when it talks about the sea, it talks about the multitude of nations and people and languages. When we studied chapter 12 of Revelation, we're confronted with a great red dragon, the devil. It says clearly the red dragon is the devil. He is a dragon that deceives the entire world. In chapter 13, we learn that the dragon has his ministers. The best probability, the beast prophetically represents kings and kingdoms. John saw the beast coming up. It says in Revelation 13, verse 2, "Now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. The dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority." John gives interpretation of this verse in chapter 17, verses 9 to 10, where it says, "He is the mind which has wisdom." So we do need wisdom to understand the book of Revelation. "The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five have fallen, one is, and the other one has yet to come. And when he comes, he must continue for a short time." Mountains are symbols for kingdoms. The beast out of the sea is the head of the revived Roman Empire. The old Roman Empire became modern Europe. In the tribulation, 10 nations from Europe will form the revived Roman Empire. The city of Rome will be the capital, and later it will be moved to Babylon. Daniel was speaking about this beast in Daniel chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. "After that, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was a fourth beast, terrifying and frightening and very powerful. It had large iron teeth. He crushed and devoured the victims and trampled underfoot whatever was left. It is different from all the former beasts, and it had 10 horns. While I was thinking about the horns, there before me was another one, another horn, a little one, which came up among them, and 3 of the first horns were uprooted before it. This horn had eyes like the eyes of a man, and a mouth that spoke boastfully. The 10 horns are 10 kings who shall arise from the kingdom. 7 heads are also 7 kingdoms. And the horn that came out, what Daniel saw, speaking boastfully, is the Antichrist. In the Revelation chapter 13, verses 2 and 3, it says, "The beast I saw resembled a leopard, but had the feet like those of a bear, and a mouth like that of a lion. The dragon gave the beast his power and his throne and great authority." One of the heads of the beast seemed to have had a fatal wound, but that fatal wound had been healed. The whole world was astonished and followed the beast. Daniel is describing 3 beasts which represented the kingdoms of Babylon, of Media Persia, and of Greece. But here in Revelation, all the beasts are combined into one. Daniel also saw a 4th beast. A beast which was partly iron and partly clay that cannot be mingled together. It will be a kingdom partly strong and partly weak. Partly strong, partly weak, because there are so many multitudes of different kinds of cultures united. Now the dragon gave the beast his power, his throne, and great authority. Satan gave his power directly to the beast, to the Antichrist. Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 9, "The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs, and wonders." The lawless one, we know who that is. Satan gave him the power and miraculous powers. He will perform miraculous deceptions. It will be the same at the same time as the 2 witnesses of Revelation 11 are ministering. It's the same time. They performed signs and wonders, and everybody thought, oh, Yahweh is God. But then the beast performed miracles and wonders, and the false prophet. And they said, oh, so it is not Yahweh, it is Satan who has the power. So Satan always counterfeits what God does. Praise God. He will give the beast his throne. Satan is giving his throne to the Antichrist. And this refers to ruling power. Political power. He will be king. He will be president of the world. He is a king and the president of the world during tribulation. He gave him great authority. And that refers to the extent of his rule. His rule will be over the whole world. Not in the beginning, but at the end. John saw one of the heads having been mortally wounded and healed. Praise God. Mm-hmm. One of seven kingdoms received a mortal wound and the government fell. When Satan resurrected this kingdom, he causes worldwide wonder. This is the resurrection of the old Roman Empire. It was the head that was, it was the Roman Empire, and is not at the present, there is no Roman Empire, and is about to come the revived Roman Empire. So he talks about past, present, and future. In verse 2, the beast represents a composite of the kingdoms of Babylon, Greece, and Persia. So the beast combines all the powers. Therefore, the beast is the world ruler of the future kingdoms. Revelation 13, verse 4 to 6 says, "Man worshipped the dragon because he had given authority to the beast. They also worshipped the beast and asked, 'Who is like the beast? Who can make war against him?' The beast was given a mouth to utter proud words and blasphemies and to exercise his authority for 42 months. He opened his mouth to blaspheme God and to slander his name and his dwelling place and those who live in heaven." The entire world was astonished and followed the beast. We had people who wanted to go back to revive the Roman Empire before. It was Charles the Great from Germany, many hundreds of years back. It was Hitler who tried. It was Napoleon. They all tried to revive the old Roman Empire, and this time it will happen. So Satan overcame the entire world by miraculous powers and workings. This deception will be worldwide. They will see this by TV. Everybody can see by TV. Everybody can follow his speeches by TV and say, "Hail, beast. Hail, Antichrist, because you are so great and nobody can overcome you." They worship the dragon. And Satan, who gave his power to the beast, and they worship the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast? Who is able to make war against the beast?" We know that only just before our time, in the middle of the last century, where Hitler used the deception of his voice and saw that people were misled and believed what he said, and they followed him. And the same deception, or even stronger, will come back. Who is able to make war against him? The healing of the beast's mortal wound, causes people to worship the dragon, Satan, and the beast, the world ruler. So this is a way that Satan gets people to worship in his counterfeit religion. The worship extended to the point that they felt that nobody was able to defeat him. Nobody. He is the greatest one. In their midst, the beast was invincible. The Bible calls this a powerful delusion. In 2 Thessalonians 2:11. This is the religion of the tribulation. Satan designs all religions to worship him. He wants people to do things independently of God. So any good work that people do, they do independently of God. We can see that already today, that people and organizations are doing good, but independently of God. They say, we have done it. And he was given a mouth to speaking great things and blasphemies, and he was given authority to continue for 42 months. 42 months are the 3.5 years of the second part of the 7-year tribulation. It's called the Great Tribulation. And this time Satan rules the whole world, and everybody's worshiping him. Blasphemy on the beast continued to the last time, and it shall be the years of the Great Tribulation. Satan gives the beast the power that he needs. He gives him the outstanding ability to speak so that he can persuade people to follow. Persuade people of all nations and countries and cultures to worship the beast. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God, to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. The beast's religious activity is to blaspheme God and all that he represents. The devil even blasphemes the church, which is in heaven. Revelation 13, verse 7. It says, he was given power to make war against the saints and to conquer them. And he was given authority over every tribe, people, language, and nation. The devil, Satan, is making war with the tribulation saints. Those people who accept Christ after our rapture. It will cost many saints their lives, and they stand for God in a tribulation time, and there will be a persecution as bad as has never been before. The devil, who is ruling the world, wants to destroy every Christian. Yet because many see how the Christians are standing, they also turn to Christ, and more people will be saved. We read about them in Revelation chapter 6, verse 9. We already studied that. Those who had been slain. When he opened the fifth seal, you remember chapter 6, fifth seal? I saw under the altar the souls of those who had been slain because of the word of God and the testimony they had maintained. Christians will be killed by Satan because he alone wants to be ruler, and there is no space for worship to God. He wants all the worship unto him, and everybody must worship him. And authority was given him over every tribe and language and nation. So it shows the beast is ruling over the whole world. The whole world. The prophecy came from Daniel chapter 7, verse 23. Daniel 7, 23. It says, he gave me this explanation. The fourth beast is a fourth kingdom that will appear on earth. It will be different from all the other kingdoms and will devour the whole earth, trampling it down and crushing it. It is the last stage, 3.5 years of great tribulation, with Satan in control of the world. And though he was not in control, we must know he is in control of the world, but really he is not, because God the Almighty is in control of everything. Mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 13, verse 8 to 10, it says, all inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast, all whose name has not been written in the book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. He who has an ear, let him hear. If anyone is to go into captivity, to captivity he will go. If anyone is to be killed by the sword, he will be killed. This calls for patient endurance and faithfulness on the part of the saints. The beast is the Antichrist, the world ruler. He rules by power and authority of Satan. As Satan is a spirit, he cannot be here in person, so he must inhabit a person, and he inhabits the person called Antichrist, and it will be the worst of times. The world has never experienced anything like this, as it will be at this time. The beast also develops a worldwide religion and demands that everyone in the world will worship him. That is the universal church. The only exception is those who do not worship him, those who have been written in the Lamb, in the book of life. If anyone has an ear, let him hear what that means. John exhorts people who read the book of Revelation to take it seriously, to take the book of Revelation seriously, because it contains such important things. He challenges to the churches. We read in Revelation 2 and 3, we saw the seven letters to the churches. So he challenges the churches to do what he told them to do. It will be difficult to heed his command under the pressure of the entire world turning to a universal religion. However, there is no invitation to the church, because the church has been taken, has been raptured before the tribulation. What we have at this time are the tribulation saints. But the church of today won't be here. He who leads into captivity shall go into captivity. He who shall be killed by the sword will be killed by the sword. That means trouble. Captivity, slavery is trouble, and being killed is trouble. If a person listens to the challenges of the verse 9, then they may go into captivity or will be killed by the sword. God will take vengeance on those who persecute the believers. The way a person lives is the way he will die. The beast and his troops will die the way they lived. Here is the patience and the faith of the saints needed in a great measure. Believers must exercise great patience. They must be steadfast and have faith during the tribulation. And patience is not passiveness, is fidelity in the face of terrible pressure. The tribulation is a period of power of politics and power of religion. We are reading in Revelation chapter 11 and 12. Then I saw another beast coming out of the earth, not from the sea, out of the earth. He had two horns like a lamb, but he spoke like a dragon. He exercised all the authority of the first beast on his behalf and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast whose fatal wound had been healed. Praise the Lord. The second beast masquerades as a lamb with two horns, and the horns represent his power. The beast is like the lamb that is mild, a mild creature, the gentle, mannered creature will deceive people with his gentleness. He will deceive people in the way he operates. And the second beast has special demonic powers of communication, for he can speak like the devil, like the dragon, looking like a lamb, but being like a dragon. He is the false prophet who speaks for the first beast. He represents the world economical, ecumenical religion. He looks like a lamb, but he speaks like a dragon. He looks like the Lord Jesus, but speaks like the devil. He pawns himself in as a lamb, as a Messiah. The dictator of the revived Roman Empire will eventually destroy this religious system. But at the time, he's using it. God will cast him along with the first beast into the lake of fire. It says the false prophet and the Antichrist will be thrown into the lake of fire. So second beast does the bidding of the first beast by receiving the delegation of authority of religion. He occupies a secondary role. The false prophet, the second beast, is the head of the worldwide ecumenical religion. Ecumenical religion means a unified religions of the world. His purpose is to encourage worship to the dictator of the revived Roman Empire. And then verse 13. And he performed great and miraculous signs, even causing fire to come down from heaven to earth in full view of man. Because of the signs he was given power to do on behalf of the first beast, he deceived the inhabitants of the earth. He ordered them to set up an image in the home honor of the beast who was wounded by the sword and yet lived. The second beast persuades people to worship the first beast by performing miraculous powers. He is a wonder worker. In this he operates as a personal prophet for the dictator of the revived Roman Empire. The world great wonders indicates that these will be extraordinary miracles and wonders that he performs. Present day miracle workers are nothing compared to the miracles of the false prophet. The purpose of these signs is to authenticate the authority of the first beast. He hopes to confuse miracles with satanic miracles. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth by those signs which he did on behalf of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. The second beast has set up an image of the first beast. The first beast accepts worship as he sits in the temple in Jerusalem. That temple that will be rebuilt in Jerusalem, and the Antichrist will sit on the throne in that temple. This is an abomination of desolation of which Daniel and Jesus were speaking about. 2 Thessalonians 2:4 it says, he will oppose and will exalt himself over everything that is called God or is worshipped, so that he sets himself up in God's temple, proclaiming himself to be God. Satan designed the miracles of the second beast to deceive. And Paul wrote to the Thessalonians about this false prophet in his and his miracles in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 verses 9-12. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with the work of Satan, displayed in all kinds of counterfeit miracles, signs and wonders, and in every sort of evil that deceives those who are perishing. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so to be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie, and so that all will be condemned who have not believed the truth, but have delighted in wickedness. Not all miracles are of God. Not all miracles are of God. For the second beast also performs miracles in the presence of the first beast and in his authority. So no discerning Christian will believe every miracle he sees. Some are of God and some are of the devil. So when you see a miracle, ask yourself who performed it. Then Revelation 13 verse 15 it says, he was given power to give breath to the image of the beast, so that he could speak and cause all who refused to worship the image and be killed. An image that speaks. We know nowadays they're producing robots who are able to speak, who are able to think independently. So he was granted the power to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast should both speak and cause as many as would not worship the image of the beast to be killed. All these films that we see on TV about robot armies is not just taken out of the air. It's something that is going to take place. So the second beast gives breath and the power to speak to the image of the first beast. This is a second deception. The word image is more than a copy, but represents the reality of the person. So it's not just a copy, it's a reality. The spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit in the Antichrist is Satan, and the same spirit will be in the image. The image symbolizes the religious authority of the first beast and is the force behind the worldwide power. The image had the power to convince people to kill those who did not worship the first beast, the Antichrist. In verse 15 it says, he also forced everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on his right hand or on his forehead, so that no one could buy or sell unless he had the mark, which is the name of the beast or the number of his name. This calls for wisdom. If anyone has insight, let him calculate the number of the beast, for it is man's number. His number is 666. We know the number 7 is completeness. So 777 is God. 666 has not achieved fulfillment. And we know also about the mark of the beast that you have to have on the right hand or on the forehead. We have seen with the COVID vaccinations what they tried to do, that they wanted to force everyone to be vaccinated. If you were not vaccinated, you went into prison. Now, at this time, will be much worse. Everybody must have that mark, otherwise you cannot buy, you cannot sell, you cannot do anything. All men of every state in life must receive the mark on the forehead or on the right hand, all over the world. In the past, people thought, oh, all over the world, that is not possible. But when we look at COVID, it was all over the world, every county, the smallest corner, they had the same thing. So the world has become a village. They will easily categorize those who worship the image, the beast, and those who do not. The chip that will be implanted has already been prepared, and extensive tests are being made. Cash will disappear, and so will credit cards, and so will tickets. No more train tickets, no more tram or bus tickets. It will all vanish because you have the sign, the chip in your hand or forehead. You can only buy and sell if you have the chip, and everything will be credited directly to your bank account. But you only get the chip if you worship the beast. So that is connected. Many have tried and calculated what 666 means. When the church is raptured and tribulation begins, we will know. We will see, because the number will be revealed. 666 is the Antichrist, the world ruler, who sets himself up as God in a rebuilt temple in Jerusalem. And 666 is also the number of the false prophet. I have a small video. I want us to see this video.
read the prophecy in Revelation 13. And you said you know who that is. Is that right?
Yes.
Would you tell us?
There are two principal characters in Revelation 13.
Yes.
One is the Antichrist and the other is a false prophet.
That's right.
Now, there's a lot of debate about the identity of both these two characters. And I didn't want to speculate. I didn't want to play the game like what everybody does, you know?
Sure.
I was just minding my own business. And a few years ago, I think about 4 years ago, I was in a conference in Sydney, Australia. And one afternoon, as I was waiting on God, the Lord Jesus appeared to me and he spoke about the false prophet who's mentioned in Revelation chapter 13.
Yes.
And then very simply and very clearly he said, the present Pope Francis is the prophesied false prophet. And then he went on explaining to me the many things about the false prophet, what the false prophet will do. And then later on, I did some research and I found that whatever the Lord Jesus told me was what exactly Pope Francis has already begun to do. And the amazing thing was, on June the 8th, 2014, we were holding a conference in Jerusalem. We do a conference every year in Jerusalem called Open Heavens Prophetic Conference. And on that particular day, the Pope Francis had invited the President of Israel, Shimon Peres, and the President of the Palestinians, Mahmoud Abbas, for a prayer meeting in the Vatican. So the three men represented the three major religions of the world: the Jews, the Muslims, and the Christians. On that particular day, when they were gathering in Vatican, a meteor flew very close by Earth. And NASA nicknamed the meteor the Beast. So that confirmed what the Lord revealed, that the false prophet, the Beast, that is mentioned in Revelation 13, is the Pope. And the Pope, among many other things, the Lord said, will gather all the major religions of the world and form one world religion, which he has begun to do now. So there are historical records to say he called for a gathering of all the major religions in the world, the representative of Hinduism, including the Dalai Lama from Buddhism, every one of them, and gathered them in the Vatican, and they signed a declaration to form a one world religion. And now they're getting many Pentecostal and charismatic ministers of God to join their bandwagon, to give them the right hand of fellowship. So many Pentecostals, evangelical ministers of God have been going to the Vatican and making peace and having a good relationship with the Pope. So that further cemented what is prophesied about the false prophet, because the false prophet is the one who is going to boost up or validate the Antichrist as the God. Because the scriptures also say that Revelation chapter 13 and Revelation chapter 11 will take place concurrently at the same time, which means there will be the two witnesses in Jerusalem, and they will do awesome signs and wonders and miracles to prove to every Jew, and not only the Jews but people all over the world, that the Lord God Jehovah is the one true living God. And then we have the false prophet who will counter the two witnesses by duplicating similar miracles. We read in the scripture that the false prophet calls down fire. He does all kinds of awesome miracles exactly like how the two witnesses will do. So a bystander looking at these two works will be forced to question, like how it took place in the days of Moses in Pharaoh's court: who is the true man of God? When Moses threw down his rod, it became a serpent. And the magicians duplicated that miracle. Exactly the same. So Pharaoh and everybody in his court, who for a moment believed that Moses' God was a true God, were now questioning, if the magicians can also turn their rod into a serpent, then which God is a real God? History will be repeated again. The same dilemma will be faced by everybody when the two witnesses and the false prophet will be doing similar miracles. So ultimately, when the two witnesses are killed, the Antichrist and the false prophet will triumph, saying their goodness, supposed goodness, has now triumphed over evil. And the scripture says people all over the world watching the killing of the two prophets live on TV. Now today we have a forerunner. The ISIS beheaded many Christians, and people watch it on live TV.
Right.
So all on YouTube, and it they show graphically them cutting their necks. So this will be repeated again when the people all over the world will watch this event, and they will come to believe that the Antichrist is greater than the God that these two witnesses preached about. So they will shift their allegiance to the worship of the Antichrist as the God. And then when he eventually sets himself up as God in Jerusalem, they will still all begin to worship him.
It's later than we think. If you're right, what do you think?
Very soon.
Very soon.
Yes.
Suddenly. I am so concerned. The church is not ready.
You have been able to read all that is written at the end. 1139, an archbishop in Ireland had a vision that the 212th pope after his time would be the last prophet who would lead into the tribulation time. And Pope Francis is the 212th pope after 1139. So it's very clear what is going to happen. Also, what happened at the moment is that the Pope, together with the Muslim leaders and the Jewish leaders, are building a house of religion in Abu Dhabi. There is a house for the Jews, there is a house for the Muslims, and there is a house for the Christians. But in that house for the Christians, no cross is permitted. And also in that country, anyone who accepts Jesus Christ, who is a Muslim, and accepts Christ, will be killed. So it's called the house of religion, but it has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Christianity is a threat to the world religion. During the tribulation, there will be a one world government, one world religion, and one world economy. Anyone who refuses to conform to these systems will die. This is the devil's final attempt to gain the worship of the whole world, the worship that belongs to God he wants for himself. Christianity is a threat to the world religion. Because Christianity claims to be mutually exclusive, we say there is only one way. Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me." And the devil says, no one can have whatever unless he worships me. So the world religion must eliminate religion that claims to be distinctive. The false prophet speaks sweetness and light, but death. He creates death when he comes to Christians. They will require the dissolving of nationalism. Therefore, all nations will surrender their sovereignty to the dictator of the revived Roman Empire. The devil uses the system of the religion to deceive. He's a deceiver. He wants mankind to act independently of God. And to do this, he systemizes the belief as well as behavior. There is nothing more misleading than religion. Religion is the ultimate weapon of Satan. As Christians, born-again believers, we are not practicing religion. We are practicing the life that Jesus gave us. And we are looking to God. And we know at this time at the tribulation, if you are in Christ right now, you will be taken away in the rapture. You will not experience these things. But that is going to happen for those who remain behind. Therefore, you must be aware that we are not here during that time. We must beware that our life is right with God, so that we will be taken away, evacuated at the rapture, so that we will be in heaven where we are in the wedding feast of the Lamb and not in this tribulation that is going to take place here on earth. Amen.